If you had asked me where I saw myself in 5 years, 5 years ago, never would I have imagined this. 5 years ago, I was single, living with my parents, and we were in the middle of a pandemic. I was working full-time as an accountant. I had never been a public speaker, and I had no desire to be one. If I had a career change, I thought I might be a counselor or start my own business. If you had asked me where I planned to live, I would have told you Tennessee. Tennessee had been the goal my entire college experience, and I had plans to move as soon as my school loans were paid off. I was serious about staying single because I didn't want to complicate things and try to move a whole other person or deal with a messy breakup. I was determined. The thing is, when I started looking at jobs in Tennessee, all of a sudden, all of the resolve I had to move there just wasn't sitting like it used to. My gut was saying maybe Tennessee wasn't the end-all, be-all I had made it out to be. So as I looked for jobs there, I also worked with recruiters here. I was unhappy with my current job, and I really wanted to make a move. I remember being in the middle of the job search, working multiple jobs at the same time. Hang on. Sorry, a little close. I looked for jobs there. I was working multiple jobs at the same time, trying to save as much money as possible and just coming to a place of surrender. I didn't know what my future should look like.
It sounds like you've been pushing yourself really hard.
The image I always had in my head wasn't as romantic anymore. Moving away from family and friends and starting over mostly alone just didn't sound as appealing. And it wasn't really fear. It was a deep knowing that I had been bulldozing and telling God where I was going instead of listening to where he wanted to send me. I remember thinking of a TV show I had watched, and there was a Christian detective that had a sticky note on her dashboard, and it read, "Here I am, send me." A quote that comes from Isaiah 6:8. "Then I heard the voice of the Lord asking, 'Who will I send? Who will go for us?' I said, 'Here I am, send me.'" As I was driving home from work, I thought, what if God is trying to send me and I'm not listening? So I prayed, "Not my will, but his be done. If I'm supposed to go to Tennessee, let those jobs work. If not, let them fail and let me be offered above and beyond my hopes here." And the next week, my Tennessee recruiter pretty much ghosted me, and I was offered a job here where I got to travel the country and was about 1.5 times what I was currently making, plus a large yearly bonus, depending on how well the company did, and travel expenses were paid for, and I was traveling most of the month. I took the travel job. It was an audit position, traveling 3 out of 4 weeks of the month. I had to research the location I was going to the day before I went and do a bunch of prep work. The next day, I would fly to that location, surprise the branch manager by ruining his week and giving him an audit. And it was one of the hardest jobs I have ever done. Things that people told me that were a rare possibility, like a manager not being at the location, having to throw out all of yesterday's work and start completely over from scratch. That was said to be a rare possibility. That happened to me 3 times within the first 5 months. To other people, it was 1 time within 3 years. I also learned that I'm slow and I'm not a good multitasker. I do best working on data in a quiet place where I can analyze in peace, not while having constant interruptions. I can also be a people pleaser. At least I like when I can make someone's day better. And here I was giving a surprise audit and telling the manager everything they were doing wrong not exactly an easy conversation and happy experience. By the end of my 6-month training period, I had come to terms with the fact that I was not cut out for this job. But I was in a panic because I thought, this is where God put me. I thought this was my opportunity to travel the country, which it was, but I was also mostly just seeing the inside of a hotel room as I worked late and I was miserable and lonely. I spent most nights on the phone with my grandma and my parents, but I thought, I have to do this. I have to be good at this. I need to keep going. But at the end, I thought of a quote that I had heard. Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing it is stupid. Which reminded me of a Bible verse. Romans 12:4-8. Now as we have many parts in one body, and all the parts do not have the same function, in the same way, we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. According to the grace given to us, we have different gifts. If prophecy, use it according to the proportion of one's faith. If service, use it in service. If teaching, in teaching. If exhorting, in exhortation. Giving with generosity. Leading with diligence. Showing mercy with cheerfulness. Maybe God was teaching me something in this job, but maybe it wasn't where he was leading me. Maybe it was time for another move. So, at 6 months with the company, I changed departments and I was done traveling. A small reduction in pay, but it turns out it was a much better fit. Where I needed quiet, I had it. Where I was once told I was too slow at my audit job, here I was, so fast, I was running out of work. I started working on myself and repairing the ego blow I had from failing at my last position and doing all I could to learn and do good in my new one. I also reconnected with friends and continued in a friendship I had gained from the audit department. I was a lot happier. I was rebuilding. But I still had unmet desires. I wanted to move out of my parents' house, and I wanted to be married. It was October of 2022, and my friend that I went to another church with was asking me about New Year's resolutions. I didn't really believe in New Year's resolutions, but whatever, it was something we could chat about anyway. I probably wouldn't actually make one. I just said, you know, I don't really have one, but I would like to be married someday. She looked at me deadpan and says, you know you have to date, right? Ouch, that hurt. I would have to get out of my comfort zone and take a chance, be vulnerable. Did I really want it that much? Yeah, I did. So I went to the only friend that had even a remote prospect for me, my friend Julie, that I had met from the audit department. She had mentioned an old friend from college she thought I might be interested in. By her words, he's like super Christian and country. So I agreed. She could send him my information. That was October. She said, I'm going to send it to his sister and tell her I found a sister-in-law for her. I rolled my eyes. We heard nothing back. October passes and November starts, and I figured, okay, this guy is not interested. I'm going to move on. I've got a date if I ever want to be married. So November, I set up a profile on an app called Upward, which is basically Christian Tinder. You swipe like Tinder, but it isn't as well known, and it's for actual relationships, not flings. I talked to a couple guys, even talked to one for a couple weeks and went on a date. But I was running into boys who didn't really know what they wanted, and I was already getting sick of wasting my time. I had a list of everything I wanted, and none of them were cutting it. By mid-December, I was done with dating apps. I was annoyed with trying to talk to strangers via an app, and I was sick of wasting time. So I came to the realization, you know what? Maybe I'm supposed to be single. Maybe I'm supposed to stop putting my life on hold for when I meet someone. Maybe I need to move on from trying to date and just make this next year about finding myself, being true to who God made me to be, and just adventure through life. If I run into someone, end up married, cool. And if not, okay, I can handle that. So once again, I prayed and I gave it to God. A week later, Julie texts, "Hey, the sister finally gave your information to him. I think he's going to contact you this week." That was right after Christmas. I finally got a Facebook friend request on December 29th and a text, "Hey, Elena, it's Robbie. How's your week going? In October, we will have been married for 2 years." Sometimes we think God isn't going to answer our prayers. Sometimes we're left waiting for a long time. Sometimes our answer doesn't look like we thought it would. Isaiah 55:8-9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. This is the Lord's declaration. For as heaven is higher than earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. His plan is bigger and better than our plan." Surrender to his plan. Jeremiah 29:11-13. "For I know the plans I have for you. This is the Lord's declaration. Plans for your well-being, not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope. You will call to me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Now I can look back and I understand. I wasn't supposed to go to Tennessee. If I did, I would have missed everything I have today. I wasn't supposed to stay in that first role at that company. I would have been traveling too much to have a life outside of work. But God used that position to introduce me to Julie, who has become one of my very best friends, and is the person who introduced me to Robbie. That position taught me a lot. I can travel alone if I want to, without being scared to navigate the airport or leave my hotel room. I've learned that what I enjoy doing and what I hate doing. Even looking at where I was as a person, I thought I was ready, October of 2022. But mentally, I wasn't there yet. I still needed to work on myself. I needed to be comfortable in my own skin and work on my people-pleasing baggage. I needed to be at a point where I was so comfortable with the idea of being single, I would ask the hard questions on the first date, and I wouldn't fear to being true to who I am. I needed to get to a point where I wasn't looking to other people for happiness or to fill a void. That didn't happen until December of 2022. Later, if I had been too scared to quit my corporate job when it was time, I wouldn't have had the time to start a ladies group here at church when I felt called to do so. And I wouldn't have had the freedom to start walking this path that God has placed me on today. Maybe you want to be married and you aren't yet. Maybe you want another job. Maybe you want to move out of state. Maybe you're still praying for your loved one to get their life in order. God is listening. Hold fast to your faith. Even when we cannot see, he is working. I couldn't see it when I was in the middle of it, when I felt like I was failing. Some of my worst fears were coming true, and I was calling my grandma in tears. And she was praying me through it. 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Keep walking. Keep moving forward. Keep trusting that even as you walk through trials, even as things happen we don't understand, God is working. He hears our prayers. His timing is perfect, and his plans are higher than our plans. I remember how hard it was to be in the waiting period. I'm still in a waiting period on some of my requests. I remember how devastating some of my experiences in the waiting period were, but I know how God has used them for my good today. As I face trials in the future, I will remember Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. There is peace beyond all understanding that we can receive when we stop trying to see everything and control everything. Jesus calls us to give him our burdens. Surrendering to him doesn't mean we stop moving forward and hoping. It doesn't mean we sit on our couch without applying for new jobs and say, I'm waiting on God to send me a new job. It does mean we keep praying, keep applying, and trust that God has a plan. Pray for his guidance. Walk by faith, even when you cannot see, and trust the process. You can still prepare yourself for the blessings you are going to receive. If you want to be married but you aren't yet, take time to work on yourself. Are you following God? Are you happy where you are? Do you have some baggage maybe you want to work through so that when that perfect person does finally come, you're ready? If you want another job, are you applying? If you want to move out of state, have you saved up some money? Have you applied to jobs in that other state? Have you looked at cost of living and the housing market? If you're praying for a loved one to get their life together, there are a lot more variables, their own free will being a major one. In this, we must surrender it to God and pray continuously. We can do on our end what we can to try to get them help, but we can't force them. If there are wounds associated on our end, we can work through forgiving them. Forgiveness doesn't require an apology from them. It requires a choice from us, and it brings us peace. Walk by faith, even when you cannot see. Surrender it all to God. His ways are higher, and his plans are so, so much better.